Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to another little bite-sized political podcast on Good Friday. So a very special day for Christians, as will be Sunday. And I wish you all a very happy Easter, regardless of what your ideology may or may not be. As always, this podcast is sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Thanks so much to Sarah for allowing me to be able to do this on the frequency that I do. And thank you to those, by the way, who very kindly buy me coffees. That also makes a big difference and helps affray some of the costs of this operation that we're running. Anyway, let's talk about ecosexuality, shall we? And I know what you're going to say. David, what the heck is ecosexuality? Well, ecosexuality is, it's basically the latest sexual orientation. That means people are turned on, literally, by nature, including trees. The relationship isn't always sexual, although one person describes it as erotic. Ecosexuality involves an erotic connection to nature with the earth as a lover. Yeah, I know. A sexual orientation centered around the seductiveness of nature has caused a lot of people on social media to mock it. You don't say. Well, of course they're going to mock it. It's insane. But these individuals, there was one British TV show here I'm just looking at, Naked Attraction, absolutely grim show, a hellish show, in which a cast member calls herself an ecosexual. And let's see, well, what is an ecosexual? Well, the term was first coined by a former sex-educated Annie Sprinkle. That doesn't sound like a real name, does it? Who in 2008 married the earth. Honest to God, these people are insane, aren't they? She married the earth in 2008 in a green wedding ceremony. Her ecosexuality involved removing the term mother from Mother Earth and changing it to Lover Earth. Stephanie Weiss, there's an appropriate name, an intimacy counselor. I mean, what is an intimacy counselor? It's made up. Said that she feels her ecosexuality comes out most acutely when she goes to the beach. She said, "When I go, my whole body blisses out the first moment my feet touch the hot sand. Feeling the sun on my skin, the smell of salt or coconut oil, and the feeling of tiny waves nipping at my ankles. This is a kind of eco-sex. Even if there is no human lover present, this brings me an undeniable erotic charge. That's my relationship to the earth, and she never leaves me wanting." So there we go. That, my friends, is symptomatic of the insanity which surrounds us. And at one level, we can laugh at it, and we should laugh at it. We definitely should laugh at it. But at another level, we should give pause for thought that these people are doing things like marrying the earth. Now, I know that as Christianity in particular falls away, which I'm sad to say is very much the case, it's not that people stop believing in God. They start believing in anything. And yes, there is a paganism to this. I get that. I understand that. And you might say, well, for many, many thousands of years over history, you know, people have felt a closeness to nature. Yeah, well, there's one thing, feeling a closeness to nature. There's another thing, getting married to it, right? And another thing, saying this is a whole new sexual term, designation, or orientation. It's not. It's really, really not. But because it's very important to the dark powers that control this earth, that we essentially, take apart reality and then accept the fact that someone else is living in a fantasy world. I was pleased to see, though, that some people on social media weren't that impressed with this term of being ecosexual. Somebody said ecosexuality is just another word for exhibitionist. I agree. Someone else said ecosexuality is a term for those who enjoy inserting compost into their orifices. It's very niche. And A third person said, on this one, I agree. Ecosexuality is not a sexuality. It's just plain weird. So it's good to know that there are some based people who see, you instantly see through this and recognize that, you know, these are just mentally unwell individuals in most cases, possibly very lonely individuals as well. I mean, if you're marrying a tree, I think you need to get out more, but not to the forest, because that's going to be too much for you. Your senses will be overwhelmed. If you go into a forest and there's all those trees, and you know, I mean, you've already married one tree and you want to stay faithful to the tree, so what are you going to do? So yeah, this is the eco-sexuality, which is just another layer of hell that Dante himself never dreamed of, but which we in 2024 have to contend with, my friends. Thanks for listening.